the best tea in the city.
Good morning. How you doing? You're good? I don't care how was your weekend. The bottom line that I care about is the fact that you're still alive. And that's what I'm thankful for. It's good to have you here. We need to talk about this thing. Okay, I'm going to say money is now oxygen. Yeah. Don't look at me funny. It is sad, but true. Thank you. We've all heard that the saying that money cannot buy you happiness, right? And while this statement might be true, we can all agree that money can, to an extent, buy you some happiness. I mean, let's be honest. No one can be happy living in destitute and desolation. Huh? We have a basic understanding that while money cannot fully buy us happiness, it, however, gives us choices. And those choices make us happy. Hmm? And maybe that's why we all strive to make money and more of it. When we've all accepted that the lack of money is the root of evil. Hmm? The lack of money is the root of all evil. People will do anything to have it. And those who have it will keep it to themselves to control those that seek it. A recent study found that people that share their wealth and resources with others live longer than those who don't. So those who hoard money die young. So I think it's safe to say Petrus Motsepe is going to live to see many days, because this is the man who said half his wealth and share it to the world, with the world, with South Africa in particular. So my question is, why don't we share? What's the point of being rich and dying young? You have accepted that money won't buy you happiness, but now with this new revelation, it will buy you extra days on earth. The question still remains though. What is life without money? It's such a sad statement, ne? Or question. How much do we need of it? And what is it going to cost to get it? We all want money, but what is it going to cost to get money? Huh? They say money needs money. That's why money is oxygen. Is money the only thing we are here for? Without it, there's no quality of life. Our war, guys. How did we get here? Hey, hashtag, what is life without money? As we say, the best team in the city. What is life without money? Melodic. Morning tea. Money is like the sweetness kids find in suckling. That's a good word. In suckling lollipops. The more they enjoy it, the more they want more of it. Eh? Hence the question, how much of it do we really need, and what is the cost of getting it? Is money the only thing we are here for? Without it, there's no quality of life, because it is proving to be so every single day now, and more so today. And the reason that brought me to ask this question is because of the recent findings by this study that found that people that share their wealth with others live longer, and those that don't die young. But do you think people will still share? I don't think so. And we keep on saying money won't buy you happiness, but it can sure buy you extra days on earth, if the study is anything to go by. Because they've studied nations. They've looked at nations across the world. And in sub-Saharan Africa, Senegal and South Africa, they seem to be where our mortality rate is quite low, meaning we live long. But the difference between Senegal and South Africa is that South Africans, we are not distributing our resources and wealth amongst each other. However, we still have a low mortality rate. And meaning soon this is going to change. We're going to die young. versus other European countries like Italy and so on, where people are sharing their wealth with those around them. We are going to die young. Simple. Put. And when I saw this article, I was like, what? I don't want to talk about the article. I want to talk about the impact of the article on the choices we make. Hence the question. What is life without money? No, Ali, let's wrestle with it. Is this what we are here for? That's it. Without it, no quality of life. No, come on, talk to me. Three teaspoons coming up. Dr. Tabile Sokupa, PhD, not medical. Okay. Ali, if you go to a shop and you're short of one rand to buy, say, PPE, the likelihood of getting a discount is close to zero. Money is literally life and death. Which goes back to what Edzo Tete said earlier on. Money is oxygen. So no wonder, hey, the kerekete the holy oxygen. Kamo babatla? Tithe. Thank you? Holy? Oxygen. We get it. Here are the 3 teaspoons.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
All right. I must also video this. Okay. Let's do it. 3 teaspoons on what is life. What is life without money? There is no dignity. Money brings dignity to life. You eat well. You dress well. You live well. When you have money. Without it, you feel naked. And chances are you also feel a little bit less human than those who have extra cash than you. So yes, money gives dignity. 2, what is life without money? Well, you have limited choices. When you don't have money, you spend the rest of your life chasing it. And the less time doing the things that give you more meaning. It may not buy you happiness, but it gives you the choice to do the things you love, which therefore, choices, and from choices, happiness. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on what is life without money, there is no peace. Hence they say it is the root of all evil. Without it, people will find means to get it. Some will do anything just to have it. But when you have it and end it, you have the peace to do as you please. Money buys you the freedom to be. Chances are you don't agree with me, and I'm glad. What is life without money? Happy new week, girls. Hi.
Hi, Uncle T.
Can money buy you happiness?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I guess imagine that I'm stressed and I'm depressed and I'm not happy. Even when I've got everyone that I love around me, if they don't have money also, it's worse. Because what can we do? Just look at each other in the face and smile. Ruturikitlala. It's not going to work.
So, Jay, money is oxygen?
Yes. Money is oxygen when you've got family. On individuals, I don't really think so. It depends on your comfortability. Everybody's comfort is not the same. If I'm comfortable having less, then it's okay. But I think it's really needed when you've got family. Yeah.
And we're not saying a lot of money. You just need money to live.
To be. Yeah.
How do you move around? Money is a means of exchange for everything that you need. So if you don't have it, how do you get around?
And if
in essence, that's all that we are here for.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's why we are at work.
That's all we are here for, guys. We are here just to work and make money. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which purpose when I Chris?
What purpose?
Chris will be there to serve a purpose. Which purpose?
Making music. You think I eat music?
Maybe his maybe purpose here, Chris, is to be kind and give others
Chris,
who don't have.
Oh, Chris, your 2 cents worth is not worth it.
I agree.
Which 2 cents is the Zim one or? What is life without money? And like I said, the reason I'm asking this question is purely because of, I'm glad that, you know, students of life and academics are still trying to figure out our emotions surrounding money. And money in itself, as an instrument and a tool of exchange, what emotions does it evoke, and two, impact of it on life. And they have found that there's a link between those who share their wealth or resources with others and their longevity in life. So this study found that people that share their wealth with others, they live longer. And I guess the opposite is true, that those that don't, they die young. So why is it that our rich people in this country don't share their wealth? And chances are they are, but we don't hear most of them, unless there's a there's one or two shining examples. I've mentioned Petrus Motsepe, who just gave away half of his fortunes to the betterment of our people here. And we know on social media a guy called B.I. Pagati is doing a lot of that too. And we wish him long life. Not only are we wishing him long life, this research study says he is going to get long life. And the same applies to Patrice. All things being equal, health and otherwise. So why don't we share? Because those who have want more. And those who don't have want to be closer to those who have, with the hope that they will share. But you and I know those who have money don't share. Yet, here is something that just came out to say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You want to live long? Share. Money cannot buy you happiness, but it can certainly buy you choices. Not only choices, it can also extend your days on this earth. Is this what we are here for? That's it? To accumulate money. That's it. To accumulate the tools of exchange. That's it. If that's what this life is about, then I think we've been sold a dream. All we should have been doing from the day we were born is to just simply just wake up and accumulate money. Nothing else. Or maybe that's what we're doing. Some are having fun like me while doing it. Some are in pain. Some have to risk their lives. Some will even exchange their lives for money. It doesn't matter what they have to do as long as they can just survive a day. Is this it, guys? So without money, there is no quality of life. Is this what you're telling me? Awa, nakyahan. Then mudima sa pela hai. It's fine. Is that what you say? It's a complex question, but please wrestle with it. Just give me your thoughts. Whatever comes to mind. 063-688-0959. Send me that WhatsApp, that voice note on WhatsApp. 063-688-0959. What is life without money? Is this it? That's it. We're here for money. Talk to me.
Hey, where does it take you to? Where does it take you to? Take us to that place.
Where the place where I have money.
Because what is the world without money?
Yeah. Are you saying this is it, guys? That's all we are here for?
No.
No, what do you mean no?
No, this can't be all we're here for.
You wouldn't work as hard as you do.
Yes, I would. I'm following my purpose. Me, I don't work a day in my life. Me, Tabo. Speak to other people. Me, I wake up and I don't work. Me. I come here because I look forward to talking about life and playing the best music and engaging with you and Sizwe. I'm on stage with my band because I'm fulfilling my purpose, which is my musical spiritual presence. Are you asking me now? I can't speak on behalf of others. Okay, fine.
You and I, Sizwe, you name it, Foso Mizi, everybody. We are 1%, guys. People who wake up to do what they love.
Yes. When you wake up to do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Nah. I haven't worked since I graduated from university. Because I'm following my purpose. I have intention with everything that I do. And every decision I make is for a reason. No, I don't work for
and that reason is ching ching.
No, it's happiness, Tabo. Mamela, when you do what you do for love, the bank takes care of itself.
Oh.
I'm sorry I didn't give you the answer like you wanted, or maybe you were looking for. But what is a world without money? A happy one. A world without pressure. A world without negative connotations of not completing your tasks. A world that is less forgiving. And it should be more forgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't work for money, honestly. I was afraid for 3 years because I didn't like you guys in radio. Because I was abused by radio. So that should tell you enough. Like, I literally walked away from breakfast when they were like, we're moving you to afternoon drive. I said, who gave you the impression that you have decision-making things when it comes to my life? That's why I was off radio for 3 years, because I no longer loved it. Yeah, but, and then 3 years went by. 2017, I quit. And then 2020, I came back because now I love it again, because I do it because I know I have a purpose to fulfill. Well,
I mean, I'm just saddened by the fact that there's nothing else to this life, especially the quality of life, without Ching Ching.
There is, though. There's joy. There's happiness. There's love. There's health. Ulamba is a different scenario. You know, we speak of money. It doesn't mean Ulamba kaungena mali. We can barter our talents. We can exchange our resources. It does not have to be about money. Tina, as an African people, we've been bartering since the beginning of civilization, since the Egyptians erected the pyramids and the white people came to the continent and said, oh, we found those. Yeah, you found them because we made them, and we made them through trade, which is what we have. We exchange our talents.
And the means of exchange today is?
Talent. Talent.
Money.
No, Tabo, you must stop doing that. Talent. The money. Jewish community, I watched a documentary. The Jewish community exchanges R1 19 times within the community because of the resources they have before they let it out into anyone who's not Jewish. So I'll give you an example. Mna unati, I need a carpenter. I'll go to one of my own. The carpenter needs a plumber. He'll go to one of his own. The plumber needs an electrician. He'll go to this own.
Spider web.
And it has nothing to do with money exchange, but resource talent exchange.
Which comes back to my point about today's show, is that people who share their resources.
Yes.
And the people who share their money.
Yes.
In essence.
Yes.
Live longer.
Yes. And I don't say richer in terms of money, monetary. Mm-hmm. They just live deeper, more fulfilling lives when you know you can exchange what you have and what God has given you. It's not necessarily about the rand and how much it compares to the dollar or the pound or the euro. What do you have that I can use and we can exchange in it, for example? I'll give you an example. Like if Celeste and I. Celeste and I owe each other a show because she emceed for me for free someday. I performed for her for one day for free. So we've canceled that out. But because we love each other so much, we're like, you know what? We're going to put on our own show. That's resources. That's got nothing to do with money. Money exchanging hands or bank balances. So we need to start thinking outside the box, stop being so desperate, and also start being more innovative when it comes to what we have as a people. We have so much. We have so much.
But however, we have been made to think and socialize that without money.
Maybe we need to get back to the source then, which is Africanism. And maybe we need to stop defining ourselves in a Western tongue. Because that's why we're so frustrated, is because we've allowed the Western world to say, money is how you value yourself. No, we have so much to give as a people on this continent, in our Africanism, with our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears, our mouths, all the senses that God has given us. We are so wealthy. We are so wealthy when we stop defining ourselves around a Western term, which is money.
Take a sip of this.
Sip of this.
The best tea in the city. Only on Kaya
FM 95.9.
Morning, Uncle T and all the Afropolitans. Kititi Motembisa. Can we live without money? Definitely not, because money gives us greater choices on how to spend our time and different resources that we need. But how much do we need? I think we need more, Uncle T, to be able to survive on day-to-day basis, and it's gonna cost us a huge amount of hard work for us to get it. But in so doing, I think it's necessary for us to share, because to whom much is given, much is required. You know, I remember an interview you did with Thibaut Touch on your show, where he said, God will always nurture and nourish a soul that is always ready to give. So people like Patrice Motsepe, to me, they will never run out, because they are doing exactly that. They are sharing whatever it is that is giving to them. So that's why they continue to get blessed. So yeah, I think we just need to share as much as we get more. So yeah, that's my take.
Hi, Tibos. Yo, yes, living without money, it's not nice at all. I'm a mother of three. I was like transporting abantwana esikolweni. Yafika iCovid. Yazi ngiselina abantwana bayithu. The way kunzima ngakhona. Imagine uzoyenzani ngemali encane kangaka unabantwana bayi 3. Khona manje ngikhuluma nawe nje ngihleli la esikolweni ngilinde umntwana. The whole thing zohlala la. So living without money, it's not on. Every day I pray to God ukuthi ngicela ngibusise angiphe imali nami ngizokwazi ukuthi mangikhuphuke lesa stepisi ngikhuphuke nabanye abantu, because isituation enguyo right now ayifiseli nanoma ubani. It's not nice, it's not nice. I don't wanna lie to you, it's not nice. Yazi kubuhlungu, uhlala udepressed, uhlala unestress every day uzibuza ukuthi ngizokwenza njani, what I'm going to do. So yeah, imali yayilethe injabulo. I don't wanna lie to you.
Hi T. According to me, life without money, we can live without money, but the thing is, looking at the current situations, or should I say the current lifestyle.
Good morning, Mr. T and the Kaya FM listeners. As people, we are all born with a purpose of generating income and sustaining our lives. So when we leave, obviously we need to gain something, whether it's finance or skills or expertise. So with money, we're able to impact other people and even develop other people by means of part of money. So money determines your wealth and your health. So if you have much money, you're able to sustain everything that's around you and able to sustain your livelihood. But if you lack money, eventually you'll be stressed out. The more you get stressed, you get sick again. So in other words, money is essential in our lives, because without it, most of the things we cannot do. Hence the government is also providing grants for people, because if you don't have money, you'll have much challenges. The standard of living obviously will drop, and that will be detrimental to our lives. So each and every one of us need to have that little form of income and have that money to be able to impact others and also to sustain our lives as people who live in this world. So eventually money is needed to improve our livelihood. And that's all I can say. Okay, this is Zolile from Orlando East, Soweto, via Orlando. Thank you.
Hi, Mr. T. Life without money is very, very, very difficult, eh? But anyway, we do have people who are surviving without money under difficult circumstances. So basically, in life without money, what could I say? Money, it has somehow came to be a need in humans' life. So we need to have money in order for us to survive, because we cannot always live on handouts. So I say thanks to the person that introduced money as a commodity in our lives, because at least now, because now we're living in times where we don't have cattle or crops to exchange in order for us to receive certain goods. So money is the one that is used to get certain goods. So yes, kudos to it. Thank you.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.